Episode 6, Supplemental B, Address of the Soviet to the Peoples of the Entire World. Comrade proletarians and workers of all countries, we, the Russian workers and soldiers, united in the Petrograd Soviet of Workers and Soldiers Deputies, send you our fervent greeting and inform you of a great event. Russian democracy has turned to ash the centuries-old despotism of the Tsar, and enters into your family as a full-fledged member and awesome force in the struggle for our common emancipation. Our victory is the great victory of worldwide freedom and democracy. The chief buttress of world reaction and the gendarme of Europe is no more. May the earth be a heavy granite on its grave. Long live freedom! Long live the international solidarity of the proletariat and its struggle for a final victory. Our cause has not yet been completed. The shadows of the old order have not yet dissipated, and many enemies are gathering forces against the Russian Revolution. But all the same, our conquests are enormous. The peoples of Russia shall express their will at a constituent assembly, which will be convoked in the near future, on the basis of general, equal, direct, and secret voting. Already, it can be predicted with certainty that in Russia a democratic republic will triumph. The Russian people possess total political freedom. It can now speak its powerful word in the internal self-determination of the country and in its foreign policy, and in addressing all the peoples being exterminated and ruined in a monstrous war. We declare that the time has come to begin the decisive battle with the predatory aspirations of the governments of all countries. The time has come for the people to take into their own hands the resolution of the question of war and peace. In awareness of its revolutionary strength, Russian democracy declares it will counteract by all means the predatory policy of its ruling classes, and it calls the people of Europe to collective, decisive actions in favor of peace. We appeal to our brother proletarians of the Austro-German coalition, and first and foremost to the German proletariat. Since the first days of the war, they have been trying to convince you that in taking up arms against an autocratic Russia, you are defending the culture of Europe against Asiatic despotism. Many of you have seen in this a justification of the support which you have given to the war. But now, not even that justification is left. A democratic Russia cannot be a threat to freedom and civilization. We will defend fast our own freedom from any reactionary encroachments, both internal and external. The Russian Revolution will not retreat before the bayonets of the conquerors and will not allow itself to be crushed by a foreign military force. But we call to you, throw from yourselves the yoke of your half-autocratic order, just as the Russian people shook from itself the Tsarist authority. Refuse to serve as the instrument of conquest and violence in the hands of kings, landowners, and bankers. And with friendly, united efforts, we will end the horrible war, which has shamed humanity and darkened the great days of the birth of Russian freedom. Workers of all countries, in extending a fraternal hand across the mountains of our brothers' corpses, across the rivers of innocent blood and tears, across the smoking ruins of cities and villages, across the lost cultural treasures, we call you to a resurrection and a strengthening of international unity. In it is the guarantee of our future victories and the total emancipation of humanity. Proletarians of all countries, unite! The Petrograd Soviet of Workers and Soldiers Deputies, Izvestia, 15th of March, 1917.